listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution broadcast. And now, your hostess with the mostest, Sean Mulroney.
What's up, Tom?
Not much. You've been here lately. What's up?
Incognito, man. That's an understatement. Before we get into this, I just want to say welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening, tuning in. I mean, we got some pretty awesome things happening, Tom. I mean, we've been ranked number two in an Apple podcast over in, man, what, I don't, it was a different country. So,
Uzbekistan. And
then, like, I think number 14. What?
Uzbekistan.
No, it was.
I was kidding. Was it UK?
No, it's not Uzbekistan. No, I don't. No, UK, we were 14.
That's good still. That's very good.
I'll have to bring it. So just shout out to our listeners. If you're listening to any other country, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
You know, share this out. Give us a review. You know, we love you. And of course, we wanna help anybody that's having, you know, a rough time with dealing with obesity.
Yeah.
We got your back. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And you know, there's a lot to be had, and a lot to be said about that. That's why we have our free group. You know, you can go there. Everything's in the show notes. You know, go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, we have this. Oh, Tom, we have this 21-day challenge.
Oh yeah,
hitting on all cylinders. Huh?
That's right.
Day, I mean, Tom's
16
a part of that
tomorrow.
Yeah. So well, tell a little bit.
Well, we're talking now, anyway.
Right. Well, what do you? I mean, tell everybody, because you're part of it. You're in that with everybody. Yeah. What do you see? What do you think of it?
What I like about it is the encouragement from everybody, the way everybody encourages each other.
Yeah.
We not only have the bigger group, but we have the smaller group. We get together and be accountability. Say that 10 times fast. Accountability partners. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's been great. I mean, it inspires you not to quit. It also makes you realize, well, I better be good because I'm going to have to tell everybody that I wasn't good. So,
yeah, it's like doing something for Santa Claus, right?
Like,
you better be good for goodness sake, right?
I mean, a bag full of coal from many years past.
Well, what about even like the Rob's, you know, mindset stuff?
Oh, Rob's mindset. You could pay $1 million and it wouldn't be the price you could set for that.
Wow.
And the recommendations he gives you for books and different things. And some of the things that
affirmations.
It's just things that money can't buy, truthfully.
No.
And then Jamie with her advice, and I'm looking forward to diving deeper into that, too. I think that's going to be awesome.
Yes. Oh, she gives Wellness Wednesdays in that group, you know, and we do it every 21 days. So you can sign up, go to the website, you know, theobesityrevolution.com. You know, get into that next batch. Every 21 days, we have a new 21-day challenge, and it's awesome. I mean, you know, it's people that are getting their life back, saying that, you know, I couldn't go outside. I went outside for the first time. Yeah. I felt like I belong. You know, I felt, man, the affirmations that, you know, Rob gives, the information that Jamie gives.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better. It's everything.
That Sean guy keeps showing up, too.
Man. Yeah, Sean, that Sean guy, I want to get right into this, Tom, but I want to, you know, tell everybody, you know, our four pillars.
Yes.
You know, we want to make sure that we always, you know, talk about that.
Yep.
And if we don't,
it's our foundation.
I think that they are foundation, you know, and if we don't educate, we're not going to have it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If, you know, we don't inspire, you know what I'm saying? We got to. We have to inspire people.
Yep.
And, you know, if, you know, the fact of having it and that we don't, you know, apply it to our lives, it's not going to mean anything. And so that's what our whole, you know, we want to identify the problem, right? We want to make sure we educate about the problem. We want to aspire about the problem. And then we also want to make sure that we get everything out of it and say, I'm going to put this to good work. I'm going to make sure I do that. And identifying, it's one thing. That's what we do, and that's what we're going to do tonight. And we're going to do a little bit of education. And if nothing else, you need to be your own advocate.
Yes.
And the reason why people treat us the way they treat us is because we allow them to treat us that way.
We put up with far too much for far too long.
Hey, that's beautifully said, Dom. And it's so right. And it's about time we take it back and say, I need to get the right kind of treatment.
You're not going to
push me into this kind of treatment.
Be aggressive.
What's another song we say? We were singing or whatever.
Rah, rah, ree, kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, rass, kick him in the other knee.
Rah, kick him in the other knee. No, we don't want that one, Tom. What did we say? You were singing it. I guess it was like we need to sing that. It's a rock song.
Which one? All back in the saddle again.
I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back
in the hospital bed again.
Saddled again.
Getting rid of this blue head. Losing it all day. I'm back. Sorry.
I'm back.
That might have sounded more like James Brown right there.
That was good. That's pretty good, Tom. I was like... I can't even tell you, but yes, I'm.
What
back
am
in
I
the
talking about there?
Wonder what was.
Sean is back in the Sean Mulroney suite.
I am. They know me.
Yep.
They in the hospital.
He's got a permanent name.
I'm
placard.
Back in the hospital bed. They do. They like, hey, as a nurse comes in, my nurses they like, what are you? You were just here. And I was.
He's put in enough clinical hours to work towards his doctorate.
I did. I have it, man. I got my doctorate earned right now.
Mm-hmm.
So 28 infections, 21 hospitalizations.
That's a lot, buddy.
So I better get my PhD.
Yeah, I would say.
And I'm not talking post-hole digger either. I'm talking a true physician. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I am Tom, and third time in 5 months.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking. Me and Tom are doing this episode from, you know, my hospital, but no, Tom's not in my hospital bed.
No, there's not enough room for me there. He would kick me off. He said, "Get lost."
Well, they got this big boy chair next to me. They're gonna put me up in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And if I could show everybody the picture, they have this big old thing on the top. It's like a thing that gets under you. It's a lift. And it holds up to 1,000 pounds. But I sure hope the material holds.
Yeah, that's the strap you got to worry about.
I'm not 1,000 pounds, but.
It's the strap you got to worry about.
Exactly, Tom. Yeah. And that's what I worry about. But. Yep, I'm here. Been in here for 8 days.
Yeah.
My birthday was, you know, a couple days ago. And my girls couldn't even come up to see me. And
that's
because nobody under 16 can come into the hospital. You know, just, you know, couldn't come up and just, you know, thank God for FaceTime and, you know, that I can talk to them, you know, video talk. But... It's been a rough go, Tom.
Yeah.
And I'm not complaining.
No, you're not complaining. You're just letting people know what's going on.
Exactly. And I really am. I'm blessed. You know, I'm so thankful for life.
I know you are, bud.
I'm so thankful that, you know, it could be me that, you know, somebody does have it worse. And yeah, it's pretty bad. Don't ever you know, take and say your problems aren't bad because they are.
Yeah, and don't compare ever yourself to other people.
Your problem.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you can't. And at the same time, don't underestimate yourself to make you feel that, you know, because of your problems, they are your problems, and make them real. You know, don't ever, you know, say, oh, somebody does have it worse to us. But guess what? To you, it is worse. It is bad. And so I just, you know, and feel sorry for yourself. That's okay. And then get down a little bit. But don't stay down. Don't stay, you know, discouraged.
Tell them you what Jess told you.
Yeah, she said, you know, that's a great thing. I'm glad you said that because last time I was in the hospital back in September, right?
Yeah.
And so it was a bad infection. 3 times in 5 months, right?
Yeah.
So I get that infection and get that back in May. Okay, go to the hospital, not that bad of an infection. Then the one in September, I get it again because I'm oozing fluid from my side and my back and now my other side. And so I guess I get the other infection because on my lymphedema and puts me in a hospital on September 21st. Hmm. Well, I'm there and it was bad. I was worried, Tom. I mean, I was scared to death.
Who wouldn't be?
And Jess was scared. Normally I don't see, you know, she's like telling me to suck it up. You know, normally she's telling me to quit being a baby and a hypochondriac. Because I am. I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. But at the same time, we were both. I'm looking at my girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, go to the hospital, get there. I really didn't think that it was going to be, you know, I thought it was. And then what I did is this. You know, and this is the start of it. This is what I think, you know, is a good motto to have. And that you have somebody in your corner that's going to help you, that's going to be there for you and say, come on, it's time to get up. Well, I called her that Sunday night after I got put in the hospital then. And I said, Jess, I said, I got to talk to her. I was thinking about it all day. And I said, you and I are worried about this, right? She said, yes.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to ask you a question. She said, what are we going to tell the girls?
Yeah.
And she just busted in tears. And then I just started busting in tears. And she's like, I don't want to tell them, Sean. I don't know. She says, we can't. So we just cried.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't stop.
Better days are coming.
And exactly. Now here's what she said. Just, you know, we're sucking our tears up. And she said, Sean, listen to me. She said, tonight we cry. Tomorrow we fight.
Who needs Braveheart when you got Jess for a wife? Let me tell you.
Man, Tom.
That was a good quote.
And it is. She said, tonight we cry. Tomorrow we fight.
Hmm.
And you know what that did to me? I was like.
Motivate you.
You're right. Yeah, I said, I just like came up like a, you know, it just, I was like, okay, that this is, I'm thinking, you know, it's like, It was like everything that I was thinking of up to that, and my whole demeanor changed.
Yeah.
I said, because I got to fight.
Yes.
I can't give up this fight.
Nope.
You know, of all that, you know, I've been through to give up this late in the game, even though it's not going the way I want it to go. You know, I'm not where I want to be. You know, I'm where I need to be. That's easier. And you start saying, like, you know what? You start saying cliches like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you better believe it. You know, don't just say a quote. It's easy to say a quote, but it's another thing to live a quote.
Yeah.
You with me, Tom?
I am.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we can say them all day.
Words don't mean anything if actions aren't backed up.
Wow. Right, bro. Right on. Yeah. And we do a lot of that. I've done a lot of that.
I have too.
But it's like all of a sudden you put that out, you spray, you know, don't spray it. Don't, you know, say it, don't spray it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we get all these things is that we say, I'm going to do this and boom, it comes down to say, wow, hey, big boy, you really mean this or are you just saying it?
Yeah.
And so I feel, yeah, tonight we cry, tomorrow we fight. I went the next day. I don't care about the gloves. I didn't put any gloves on. I just said, we're going to go fist to cuff. And Jess did, and she did something that I never thought. She did a video and didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So she does this video that put out a plea that I'm in, you know, dire need of help and need, you know, some kind of, you know, weight loss doctor to help. And please lead us that way. And so she just did it. And it went all, people were sharing it. Yeah. You know, people were like, you know, it was just, I mean, she, you know.
She did a really good job for somebody that doesn't do videos.
Right. But, you know, the other thing, though, she did, it was a 7-minute long video.
Yeah.
And she's always cranking at my, you know, hitting my, you know, busting my balls because she's telling me you're too long. Your video's too long. When I told her, I said, your video, how long do you think it was a little too long? She goes, shut up. I said, don't ever tell me how long my videos are. Whenever you said, oh, just do it. It's easier said than done there, ma'am. I said, go ahead. Even whenever you're not scripted or nothing like that, you put your thoughts together and all of a sudden your brain goes 1,000 miles an hour. She goes, I know. I said, well, don't ever tell me about cutting time down, okay?
So you don't have to worry about cutting that time down if you're engrossing enough with your story.
That's exactly right. I mean, and you know what? It's like, so she put that out there, and sure enough, guess what? The whole reason I was in the hospital in September was to meet Dr. Bornstein, ultimate weight loss surgery doctor, which, by the way, I'm putting this out here to people. I got approved for weight loss surgery.
That's very cool.
And I am so excited.
Yep.
Because I got to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Now, and I'll say this too, Tom. I mean, I don't think weight loss surgery should be your first resort. You better make sure you get your mind down. You better make sure that you get the weight off of your mind before you ever worry about getting the weight off your body. And I said, you better make sure that you're psychologically prepared, mentally prepared, nutritionally, you know. So the last 4 years, I spent getting my mind in shape. And that if I fall off the boat or fall off the horse, am I going to get back up? And every time I have, I get back up.
Yeah.
I go. I get back up. So with that being said, Tom, we have all these things that I'm going through to find out, okay, here's where I'm at. I get knocked back. I go, okay, I'm up. I go. I feel, you know, like a weeble wobble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but they don't fall. They don't fall down. You know, weebles, wobbles, but they don't fall down. Well, it's fine to fall down.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine to fail because we have to fail.
Just never quit.
And it's like, okay, no, exactly. You don't quit. And that's what we think that we have to do is to be perfect. But we're not. We're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. And when we realize we're vulnerable, and that's what I'm finding out is like, I got some things happen. I'm open to the world and documenting this and saying, here's where it's at. But we found Dr. Bornstein, who, you know how hard it is to find what they show in the TV shows out there is not, that's drama. Not every obese person eats that way. And I'm sick and tired of them putting 10,000 calories in front of us as obese people and making us look like every obese person eats that way. And I'm here to tell you,
we're going to talk about that very soon on a podcast. Good. Very soon.
Awesome, Tom. I can't wait for that episode. So here's the thing. I'm going, you know, through this and saying, okay, it's not what it portrays over there. I need to get through this because I go every time, Tom, and I go 10 steps, I get knocked back 20.
Yeah.
I go 10 steps, get knocked back 20, in and out of the hospital 3 times in the last 5 months, okay? No rhyme or reason to it. I'm filled with fluid. During that time, remember I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have this oozing coming out of my side and my back because I was so filled with fluid. The fluid had nowhere to go because of my lymphedema. And you know this, Tom, lymphedema sucks.
Yes, it does.
It has a mind of its own. It doesn't care who you are. It's no respecter of persons.
You can do everything you're supposed to do and still have a problem.
That exactly. And that's what people think. Well, there's not one size fits all. There's no such thing as that.
Well, and a lot of doctors looking at your situation, they won't understand it. And they're going to tell you, look, we can't do this. We can't do this. We can't give you bariatric surgery until you get down to 300 and some pounds, until you stop leaking. And the only reason you're leaking is because you're fat. And if you weren't fat, then you wouldn't be leaking. These are what, and you're not compliant. Obviously, you're not following your diet, or you wouldn't be leaking and you wouldn't still be big. That's what the doctors say.
No.
A lot of them. That's not all of them.
A lot of them. Not all, right? But you know what? That's a lot of people do that. I mean, there's like the nerd, you know, they're coming in, they're looking, okay, just a big person. They don't get this. So Tom, think about this. I get this leakage. I come into the hospital in September, right?
Right.
Well, it didn't clear up. I had to come back, you know, 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back 4 weeks later. I'm in the hospital again. That leaking got worse.
Yes, it did.
And my urine was dark brown, and I couldn't go. I mean, it was like I'd go every 8 hours,
yeah,
just a little bit. That's major dehydration, or there's something going on.
Yeah.
And so I got, and Jess goes, you got to go to the hospital. I felt great, though. It's the first time I came to the hospital that I wasn't sick as a dog. And I'm coming, I'm like, you know, I feel, I didn't have no fever, no nothing. I'm just like, la-di-da, I'm going. Ambulance has to pick me up because I haven't took, you know, steps in 4 months. And with that being said, it's like, you know, your lymphedema needs movement. And I was moving as much as I could, but I lost my confidence. I lost my movement because my lymphedema got so big that I couldn't put my 2 feet together close enough to take steps. And so here I am, go, boom, I'm back. I go get back, put in the hospital because this leakage is all over the place. And you know what the problem was, Tom?
What?
I get in here, I'm leaking, and then all of a sudden they come, they find, they do a thing, they put me on, you know, Rocephin, because I didn't, my numbers were good, except they checked my heart, they did a echocardiogram, they did a chest x-ray, because they're thinking congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
Well, I said, I don't have any history. I said, it could be, but came back, no. You're perfectly fine. Your numbers are perfect there. No fluid around your heart, no nothing. I said, thank you. And I said, what's next? I was like, let's see. I mean, let's talk about it. And I was like, I don't know where this never has happened to me before. I guess my whole body has lymphedema. And so I get to that point, and they come, and then I'm here, go through, they get me, take me off of the antibiotic because my numbers were good, not taking this, taking my, you know, I don't have any other medication that I take except Zoloft for my mental health. And so anyways, come in, guess what?
What?
They gave me Lasix. Lasix is what my doctor prescribes because it is fluid. You know, people that work with lymphedema, people say, don't take it. The doctors say, take it. I don't care. I got to get this fluid off me. And not enough do that that it takes off. Guess what? I'm in the hospital 4 days into my journey, into the hospital. Guess what happens? I lose weight.
Now, I have a question for you in doing that. Did they give they have the pumps on your legs too?
No.
Wow. That's amazing.
They just give me Lasix through IV. And you know how much weight I lost?
How much?
75 pounds.
Wow.
In 4 days.
And you know, most doctors are going to look at you and say, that's unhealthy to lose it that fast. But it's a little different scenario when it's lymph fluid water.
It's fluid.
Just fluid,
it
period.
It is. And I'll probably by this coming Wednesday lose another 50 pounds.
Yeah.
or excuse me, I'll be 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And probably lose about 50 to 75 more.
Isn't that amazing?
But that's what, and then, but they've never.
People don't realize how much of, they'll sit there and they'll see you like struggling and they'll think, man, that's all fat. I mean, but it's not. And a whole lot of it is not.
No. And you know that people don't, if they want to know, and that's why I feel I'm on spectacle right now. And they're seeing this, okay, wait, whoa. And people say, they kept on coming, you lost 75 what?
Yeah.
Yeah. They look at the scale. There was a couple of them went, looked down there, went back up to the monitor, went down to the foot of the bed, went up to the monitor to make sure it was working right.
Yeah. Blew their mind.
And that's what, yes. And that's the thing. It is blowing their mind. And it's got to be done. But I'm not the only one, Tom.
Yeah.
That this is happening to.
Right.
With you, you got some, again, you got probably loads of fluid.
I do.
And we can't get rid of the fat. We're people with obesity and lymphedema are fighting two weight losses, a water weight loss and a fat weight loss.
Yeah.
But you can't lose the fat unless you lose the water.
Right.
Because water protects it.
Yeah.
That's our built-in, you know, our lymphatic system is our built-in fire department.
Yeah.
You get inflammation, you're gonna retain fluid. Water's gonna be, your body's like, man, something's burning right now.
Whew.
And it goes into that mode. And that's what people don't, you got to have it, but whenever it's out of sync, Tom, that's a whole other thing.
Well, people don't realize that my people that are what the doctors call right where they need to be as far as their weight is concerned are in a minority in this country and probably around the world.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, they're in a minority. There are most people that are either obese and there's a larger group in the obese department. Then there's the morbidly obese.
Right. Which,
boy, would it be nice if they come up with a better word for that. But yeah.
Well, but even so, call it what you will. But I'm Sean Maroney that is obese.
Yeah.
I'm not an obese person named Sean. You're not an obese person named Tom.
No, nope.
You're
We're
Tom
people
Hardy
that struggle with obesity.
That has,
yes.
Right. We have it. You know, just like anything, we can't label that. It doesn't define us. You know.
Nope.
I'm not fat. I'm a human. You know what I'm saying?
And that all starts with us because we have to make the decision not to allow it to define us.
That's exactly right, bro. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on an episode coming up, and you don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Tom, you're right? Am I right in saying that?
I totally agree because we're going to hit some pretty strong points.
Good. Well, and we need to, and that's why you got to stick around and come back for the next episode. But here's what I want to say. Listen, Thomas, we're coming down. We're closing this up, right?
Okay.
I just want to say that what I've been through,
mm-hmm.
I'm truly thankful for it.
Yes.
Because if I can help other people through this, then that's what I'm here for. And I am so thankful for life. I really am, Tom. I'm thankful that I get this opportunity to come into the hospital, that I'm fighting for my life to never enter into the hospital again. And I want to do that. We want to do that. You, Tom, want to be able to do more than what you are, but you're able to still do a lot more. And that's what I say. I want to get there. And you out there that are struggling, or you out there that are writing us off because you think that we don't care.
You don't know.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't.
You got another thing coming. Nope.
Now listen.
And you know what? We need to keep it to ourselves.
I don't think people realize the miracle that you found a doctor that's willing to perform the bariatric surgery. That is a miracle.
It is.
That right there tells you there's divine.
He didn't flinch.
A divine God out there, no doubt about it.
It is a divine God. I know it's a God thing, God, but God, period. He came in here, met me in a room where I didn't have to go to the office. I didn't have to go through all that. He came in here, he said, I already talked to my team. We scaled the table. It can hold you. I want to perform it on you.
Let's talk about that for a second. They have a scale that'll weigh you. How hard is it sometimes to find that? Or a cup that'll measure your blood pressure? Or a chair that you can sit in at the doctor's office or in the hospital? They have to make special accommodations to make that work, and most offices don't have those special accommodations.
You're right, Tom.
And God's providing for you, and he's going to continue providing for you. That's the way I see it. But I got to tell you, the cool thing is, that's amazing. Things are working out. A lot of people have been frustrated for a very long time, and that's why you brought out the Obesity Revolution broadcast, because you saw how frustrated people were, that they weren't getting the care that they need. You were living that example. And we're not alone. You, me, even the people that have just, and I'll tell you right now, this is my first 21-day challenge, not first official 21-day challenge. It will not be my last. There's no doubt about that. Just having the support. This is unique, folks. This is not like some of those TV shows you watch that berate, belittle, and try to tell you that, you know, you can do it too. Even though the people you see surrounded on a TV show are surrounded by a bunch of trainers that are bad-mouthing them, treating them like dogs, producers that are saying, make this more dramatic. How can you make this more dramatic?
Yeah.
Or you know, you can't tell anybody about your experience while you're here, because if you do, we will sue you. Stuff like that. None of that, you know, that's not helping people. And it's not realistic. Sean and the Obesity Revolution broadcast, not just a broadcast, but the Obesity Revolution period, with the support page, with the page, the organization as a whole, they have put a lot of thought into what they're doing here. They didn't just throw this together. And with their thought, they had this thought in mind. You, the people that are dealing with something that the world just doesn't understand because they're ignorant. They're simply ignorant. They don't, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Ignorant doesn't mean you're an idiot.
Ignorant means
you just don't understand. We're not making excuses, but we do deserve to be treated like human beings that are worth something. We deserve to be treated as people that deal with morbid obesity like a human being. We deserve to be promoted at work just like anybody else based on our production. We deserve to be treated like we're like everyone else. We don't, you know, people gawk because parents don't train their kids not to. And society's not pushing them to. Because society has looked at obese people like they're throwaways, they're castaways. They're the ones we're going to throw over the bridge and just forget about because it doesn't matter. They don't matter. And it's bull hockey. Thought you were going to have to put the beeper in there for me, didn't you?
No. I was just, you were just letting the fur fly. That's all.
It's true. I mean, it's just absolute truth.
You're dropping bombs.
Try going to a restaurant. I'm 450 plus pounds. You go to a restaurant and you walk in there and now everybody else wouldn't notice. Parents don't even notice their kids doing it. And sometimes it's the parents doing it. They sit there and watch everything you do, every bite you eat, whether you get up, how you get up, whether it takes you a while to get up. They're watching you like you're a TV show, not like you're a normal human being. And then they wonder why people that are overweight, why they have high suicide rates, why they deal with depression and anxiety. A lot of us have problems in relationships. We'll have to have maybe an episode about that at some point. A lot of us have problem with money because we don't have the ability to go out and, and sometimes make what somebody who, don't get me wrong, there's a, especially here in this country, you can find a way if you want to find it hard enough, but it's harder whenever you're overweight to make a living. And a lot of people you're going to talk to, they're going to be on disability when they get to a certain point. And then people are shamed for that. And that's a load of horse hockey. We just have a lot of education. People need to learn to be more compassionate, I can say it, towards people. And they need to start educating themselves. They need to take a moment and get in our shoes and understand what it's like to live day by day.
Empathy.
Watch what we do. If you want to watch what we do, come watch it all the time, not at one meal at a restaurant. Some bigger people that struggle with obesity, they may only have one meal a day. And yeah, they might have a lot of things that they're doing wrong that is not helping their situation. But I guarantee a lot of skinny people are doing those very same things, if not worse. They just hit what you call, and I've heard Sean call it, the metabolism jackpot. They can eat whatever they want and nothing happens. Nobody says a word about that. But the moment they see that you're struggling with obesity, they're all over you like you're a heroin addict.
I know.
No disrespect to heroin addicts. I'm just saying that they act like you're the worst possible human being at times.
And below.
And they just want to, and you're treated like dirt.
It's sick, Tom.
Family don't want to invite you over to their house because they're afraid you're going to break their chairs. So you don't get invited to people's houses.
Churches don't
accommodate you. You go to church, they don't have a chair for you to sit in. And this is church, folks. Church. We're all supposed to be accepted. And here's the thing. In society today, we're pushing for acceptance. We're pushing for acceptance for all kinds of people in all kinds of different situations. But do not forget people that struggle with obesity. Because it, as Sean has said in the past, is one of the last known forms of prejudice, and it seems to be acceptable. And that, as I have said earlier, is a load of bull hockey. Because
Tom,
it's not
Tom,
acceptable.
Tom. No, and you know what? We got that episode's going to be coming out pretty soon. I mean, Tom is giving you a little taste right now, but we're going to go ballistic.
Yeah.
But listen to me. You know what, Tom?
What?
I love everybody out there. You know that.
I know.
You do, too. We have a great, great family of people. I don't call them fans. I don't call them listeners. I call them, our family.
I haven't met a bad egg
so
yet.
It's so great to have that. What's that?
I haven't met a bad egg yet.
I know. And you know what? I'm here to tell you, you can do it.
Yep.
Don't give up hope.
Never quit.
Cry, but then get up and fight.
Amen.
And never quit. Cry, but get up and fight. Cry, but get up and fight. Get discouraged, but come out and get let it drive you. Let your discouragement drive you, not drive you away.
Yeah.
And so, on behalf of the Obesity Revolution and all of our team, I'm Sean Maroney.
I'm Tom Hardy. And we are.
And we're going to see them next time, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So we love you.
Love you much.
And you got this.
Yes.
And don't ever let anybody ever tell you that you're not worthy of it.
Especially yourself.
Because in my opinion, Tom, say it again.
Especially yourself. The person you're going to fight the most is the one in the mirror.
Until next time, go to theobesityrevolution.com. Check out that 21-day challenge. And if you need anything, you reach out to us. Because guess what? Help is on the way, and you need to be your biggest advocate to take it to another level.
Amen.
Until next time, we love you.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.